You're listening to a podcast appearing on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to Green Gab. This is Marla Esser, Green Home Coach, and thank you for getting in on the gab with us. We're here on a weekly basis to talk about Rocket and Green with their green homes, green living, and green company. We really want to talk about why green matters to you, your family, your friends, and your community. Today I have with me Laura Lee and Stacy, and we are going to gab about green homes today. Why they're important, what they are, why you might want one, and just see where that conversation goes. So I'm excited to have them both on board. I am phoning in today, by the way, so if I sound a little funky once in a while, you'll know why. Laura Lee and Stacy are in the studio. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. It has been so much fun getting to work with y'all more, and I'm so honored to have you both here. Tell us a little bit more about yourselves.
Well, I am very excited to be here, so thank you, Marla, for inviting me. I'm Laura Lee Cummings with Keller Williams Realty, and I've been licensed 20 years, and I'm very interested and passionate about the green industry and could not be more excited to be here with Marla, who is a national resource on everything green and is so knowledgeable and has all of the background to do that, and Stacy, who has started the STL Rent-A-Box and has that as her as a very green and very affordable option. It's very exciting, so both fit well into my business.
Thank you, Marla, for having me. I'm so honored to be here with both of you, just extraordinary women. So my name is Stacy Iserman, and I am the owner of STL Rent-A-Box, a company here in St. Louis that provides rental boxes for those who are moving or remodeling their home or business. So thank you so much for having me. I'm just so excited to be able to get to know both of you better and work with other green businesses and women who are interested in the green community here in St. Louis and nationwide.
Yeah, I know. It is just a little bit of history to bring everybody up today. So Laura Lee and Stacy and I actually over coffee a few months ago and belonging to a common group, Business Women Connecting in St. Louis, just really started talking about things green. And as time progressed, we were realizing there were a lot of other women that had businesses that were somehow connected to green. And some of them have personal care products. Some of them have health and wellness products or health and wellness studios. And we've got one or two that make environmentally considerate or eco-friendly products. And there's a whole bunch more I'm not even thinking about right now. As we started recognizing this, we decided we wanted to do something about it, didn't we?
Yes, for
and
sure.
We did. What did we do?
We all came together and just had an initial meeting. And what we thought would just be a quick planning meeting turned into, I think, some new friendships and a lot of learning experiences. And I think it crested over 3 hours. So yeah. We had a really great time getting to know each other and just learning about all these different facets of businesses that we didn't even know existed to each other. And so now we're all here on one platform and hoping to grow and even find more women I know that are out there. Yeah, that own businesses or they just want to learn more information just to join us and go along with our stories.
I could not be more excited or thrilled to be here.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going.
No, that's okay. No, it's very exciting. Go on. Sure.
So we actually formed this group. We don't bantered about some names, but I guess for the time being, we're the Women in Green. And we're really passionate about networking, contacting, and helping to support and grow women-owned businesses or women-controlled businesses that are about different aspects of green. And I know that the energy that we've seen come out of this just in the first few weeks just blew me away. And if there's something in there that speaks to you when you're listening to us today, please reach out to us because we would love to bring you in. And if you're not in St. Louis, but you'd like to connect with us remotely, you know, the internet, email, phones make that all so very, very easy. But I think the other part of this has really been fun for me is I serve nationally for the National Association of Home Builders in a couple of different capacities. I'm one with our Professional Women in Building Council, which is the whole women's side. And then I also serve in our Green Building and Sustainability Committee, subcommittee, which is the green side. And I kept running into these amazing women that, again, were in green in some way, shape, or form in the home building industry at a national level. So I'm really looking forward to connecting all this and figuring out how we can have conversations that really take this to a whole new level. So I don't even know where it's exactly going to go yet, but I can't tell you how excited I am to be in the middle of that. Because there's just a ton of energy around that. And I think you two, you know, gosh, when we sat down in that room a few weeks ago, the energy in that room was blowing the roof off.
I agree. I think it's just so great. There's all this information and research, and if we bring it all together on one platform and then we can use it to inspire other people, I mean, what? There's nothing better than that.
That is true. And there's no better resource, you know, than Marla, than you for, you know, helping people reach their goals and bring this into a huge group and movement that really is becoming bigger, especially in the Midwest.
Thank you. I couldn't be a big enough friend to thank you for saying all that. One thing is I have actually, as the Green Home Coach, we're launching a new website platform. That website, though, is intended to be exactly that, Orly, is to give people a place to go to find more information, to find resources, to find help, and to give them some direction. So if somebody is looking for that kind of help before that website's live, please shoot me an email. Look me up on LinkedIn or Facebook. Yeah, we're in all the normal suspect channels that are out there. And we'd love to have anybody that would like to be a part of the St. Louis group or connect with us in any way, shape, or form. Please let us know, because we sure would like to do whatever we can to bring you into the fold and get you as excited as we are about this, because we just see great opportunities. We're looking to put together an event sometime this spring in the St. Louis area that are interested in getting going with all this. We're not exactly sure what that's going to look like yet. We've had some initial thoughts, and we'll see how this all turns out. So stay tuned on that front. I think there's a lot more to come and a lot more to understand. Were you surprised to find out how much green was going on in St. Louis?
I was. It wasn't just part of the home. There was all aspects, whether it was the body, mental awareness. There's just so many different ways that being green or eco-friendly minded can affect a person. And we really did bring in a wide variety of women in just our one short meeting. So I know there's so much more out there that can be impacted.
Well, once you learn about it, it just makes sense from every standpoint, from not, you know, like we talked about, not only from environmental, from a cost aspect, but just from feeling good. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, especially with, you know, the body and things that I know we'll talk about later, but just all of the forces that are out there in our world today, it just makes sense to be as green as you can, to be healthy and live as long as you can.
Can I echo that enough? Because there's so much emphasis right now on health and wellness. I mean, are you buying the same kind of food or the same kinds of cleaning products that you did 5 years ago?
No.
I'm not.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I've made big changes in my shopping habits.
Absolutely.
And I think it's so much easier now. I remember, I guess I was still a kid. I just gave my age away, didn't I? I mean, I remember when food labels first came out, and learning to read a food label and understand, you know, what you were really eating. Like, oh, wow, that was a revelation. And so now we're starting to see that happen with, you know, personal care products and a lot more with food, especially with the rise of organic and locally grown food. And now we're also starting to see that with stuff for your home. So there's green labels out there, for instance, that can help you determine if something's gone through a third-party certification and help you find easy ways to be greener without having to do a ton of research and a ton of figuring it out on your own.
True.
So that's a really good spot for us to take a quick break. On that note, we're going to come back and talk more about why a green home matters and what's in it for you.
What do you remember from the 1985 classic Cocoon? Grab your swimsuit, contact your friends, pull on the dark socks and head down to the pool as you partake in the golden glowy magic of the perspective review of Cocoon, 1985, directed by Ron Howard. Yes, that Ron Howard. Only from the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. TwoGuysTalking.com/Cocoon.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with perpetual advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Welcome back to Green Gab. I am Marla Esser, the Green Home Coach, and today I have with me Laura Lee and Stacy, both colleagues in the St. Louis Women in Green scene. And I don't know about YouTube, I'm having way too much fun. This should be illegal.
This is awesome.
Me too.
I mean, the lady that got us all connected and got us into this, her name's Kate, and Kate told me, okay, everybody's coming in to do a podcast and they're getting so excited about it. And I'm like, cool, that sounds cool. But I really get what she was talking about now, don't you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I love being part of this podcasting society already. It's fun.
It is very fun. It's very cool.
I know. There's just so much energy in it, which is really funny because I'm on the phone and I'm not even sitting there with you guys. And I've got this just totally juiced up feeling. So I'm like, if I was in the room with you two, we might be bouncing the ceiling off, right?
Goosebumps. Love it.
There you go. There you go. We wanted to come back and talk specifically about Green Home, since the three of us all have a different take on green homes. I work with people to help them green up an existing home or build or remodel a green home. I inspire and educate people on what is a green home all about. Laura Lee, you sell homes, so helping people understand how a green home works in their plans is a big part for you. And Stacy, you help them move in a green way so they can support a great way of living with something that makes just a heck of a lot of sense. Did I miss anything?
No, you nailed it.
Yeah.
So the three of us are pretty much about homes. Personally, you know, I think a home's pretty important. That's where I live. That's where I spend a lot of time. I have a home office, so it's also where I work. So as I really started getting into green homes over the last 10 years now, I've really started paying attention to why this matters. And part of what I really learned about the industry, especially when I came into it, you know, back almost 10 years ago, people didn't even understand what a green home really was. So we spent a lot of time educating people on what it was and what the components of it were, kind of the most technicality pieces of it. And as time has progressed, even up to the last couple of years, one of the things that has really come to the forefront is, why do you want a green home? What is the big deal? Why do we care about it? And what I learned with all this is that this is what really appeals to women, to people like us, right? We're the ones that are already making, what, 90% of decisions about a home anyway?
I think so.
You think that's, I've seen different studies, but that's probably the average of what I see.
That's pretty accurate.
And yeah, I mean, you see it when you're out selling houses. And Stacy, you see it when you're out moving them,
we do.
Helping them to move. So here we have a group of our demographics, a group of us in the population that are all about value and why it matters. Just pretty much how women seem to be wired for the most part. Yet we had an industry that was talking tech features, jargon, you know, high efficiency furnaces and blah, blah, blah. And that didn't jive. So what I personally have really set out to do is help people understand why this stuff matters. And what was really interesting that's happened in that is the more I've talked about why this matters, the more I've realized that most people want a green home. They're just not calling it that. They don't know that what they want is a green home because they're not connecting the word green with the benefits they get from living in a green home. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's certain products and services that people are attracted to. And like you said, they're just not categorizing it as, oh, now I have a green home because I did this. But they're making these decisions and they're buying power. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I see it all the time.
So when somebody goes to look for a home, the first things that we tend to look at are the physical attributes, how many bedrooms it has, where it's located, does it meet our physical needs, is the kitchen big enough, does it have all the appliances we want? And we may kind of forget to ask, well, gee, is this home healthy? Or is it going to be healthy for my family? Is it safe? Although usually the building codes and the building inspectors do help to guarantee at least the minimal safety from a structural perspective. Is it going to be comfortable? Can I sit on the floor in my family room and not have a draft blowing up my backside? I lived in a home that I couldn't sit on the floor because it was so drafty. Or maybe it's a question about, is it an easy house to take care of? I got to guess, Laura Lee, you're seeing this one a lot.
I am.
Especially with baby boomers because we want a lifestyle that supports getting up and going and locking the house up. I say we because I'm a tail end baby boomer.
Right, right.
I'll say that. I'm 54 this week, you guys. Quit guessing.
Happy birthday.
You know, that's something that this mobile generation really wants is we want to be able to take off and travel. So we want to be able to know that the house is going to be easy to operate, easy to leave, easy to maintain. Durable, so durable stuff makes a real big difference here. And I think convenience is a really big one as well. Who wants to plan to spend their weekend taking care of their home all weekend?
No, and it's all interestingly moving to your phone, you know, to where you can control everything, the thermostat, the window shades, all of those things absolutely make it more efficient and, like you said, healthy. Radon is one of the big things that I know we look at and test for, but a lot of other things we don't, like other cities in the country. So it's coming that way, and thanks to Marla, the education is coming.
So you bring up radon, and that's a really, because St. Louis is in a partial radon zone, so we're in one of the zones we have to test. But if we don't find radon, we don't have to put in an active radon system. We can just do what they call a passive system. But I know when I bought my place, you know, they came in and did a radon test. And for some parts of the country, that's not a big deal. But for us in St. Louis, it is still something we test. But there are other things that could be in your home. I mean, the whole deal in Flint, Michigan has showed us the impact of lead. And you know, we don't test for lead in new homes or existing homes.
True.
And that's kind of scary because it's a big impact, as we've seen with the whole deal in Flint. So a green home gives us that peace of mind that we don't need to worry about that. And is there room for error? Yeah. But the cool thing, I love working with green certified homes because a third party comes in and says and watches that the house has been built according to the specs and the plan. Right. So you don't have to, and there's no set way to build a green home. There's thousands and thousands of ways to build a green home because there's a lot of flexibility in these certification systems. But it says that there's been the oversight and that someone besides the builder, the architect, the people actually involved in the home building have said, hey, this home conforms to this set of requirements. So that's a great way to get that peace of mind and knowing that a home really does provide the benefit that you want by meeting all the individual requirements. So is this a good time for us to go over the requirements, I'm guessing, that we talked about? We were talking earlier offline that it's helpful to understand what goes into the physical aspects of making a home green. So just to give you an idea of the vocabulary, doesn't matter if you remember or not, there's five physical areas or categories of things that are done to a home or with a home to qualify it as green. And then there's a sixth category of homeowner education and documentation that really kind of wraps around the entire house. So in the physical attributes or categories, we have the lot and the site or how the house sits on the land and how it interacts with the land. We have resource efficiencies, which is how well the house uses the materials that it's built with. And this is also where things like recycled and natural materials come into play. The third category is energy efficiency. And this is oftentimes the one that people most think about is energy efficiency. It really interplays with everything else. And then there's a high degree of interplay between the different attributes. And it really is a system. So energy efficiency is very important. It's the one we often see dollars on the most, dollars and cents, because it impacts our operational costs, but it does interplay with the rest. You also have water efficiency and conservation. We're seeing a lot more conversations about water. So using it wisely just makes a lot of sense, and it's actually pretty darn easy to do. Then you have indoor air quality. And this is one, especially with the ladies that I talk to, this is really a big deal. Because this is the one that says, let's get stuff like radon, other toxins out of the house. We can get them out through ventilation, but more importantly, we can keep them out by not bringing products in that have them. So you can choose better paints, better carpets, better whatever else goes in your house, better flooring. And it also helps to educate homeowners that bringing furnishings in can also impact their indoor air quality. And that education part, that's the hard part, right? Sounds like we're up for a break.
That is the hard part, and that's very true. We will be excited to get into that next.
The Two Guys Talking Podcast Bug, a truly original autonomous mobile recording solution. Get bit by the podcast bug. www.podcastbug.com.
The movies have taken generations, young and old, by storm. Toy Story, starring Tom Hanks and a voice cast that just will not quit, are ready to be reviewed by Two Guys Talking. Be sure to join me, Mike Wilkerson, and an array of guest hosts as we review each and every one of the beloved Toy Story franchise, 1, 2, and the most recent 3, only from Two Guys Talking.
Welcome back to Green Gab. Marla Esser, the Green Home Coach, and I'm here today with Laura Lee and Stacy. And we've just been having a great gab about green homes, why they matter, and what makes up a green home. So I actually got a little bit of introduction and education 101 going today. I kind of threw out a lot of information in the last segment, and I thought maybe we ought to revisit it a little bit. And if you remember, we were talking about why a green home really matters. And I think as women, we really kind of get this real viscerally. We get it in our gut that, you know, we want homes that deliver value, not just in terms of money, but that give us a comfortable, safe, healthy place to be for us and our families. We want homes that save us time and money and the hassle. Can't tell you how big convenience is these days. If something works well and doesn't have to be fiddled with all the time, it is A1 in my book. And I think that we also really recognize, even if we don't know what makes that happen, that's the net effect of what we want. Because what I'm running into a lot is people want what a green home gives them. They may not be calling it a green home or an energy efficient home or a high performance home. There's all kinds of names out there, right?
Yes.
From there, we talked about what the things are that make those benefits possible in a home. And this is what you hear a lot of the industry talking about, is the features, is the individual physical attributes of what their product does or what the entire house does. So you might read about how a builder has an energy efficient home filled with R24 insulation and low E argon filled windows and high efficiency furnaces. And that's all this stuff that makes those benefits possible. I'm on a campaign to get them talking more about the benefits first. We're getting there. It's, you know, a little bit of a road to tread. But it does help to understand what goes into a green home. So as we talked again, I'm just going to recap the lot and the site, or where the home sits and how it interacts with the land. So that's number one. Number two is resources, resource efficiency. So how well the resources are used and how well they are, for instance, recyclable or bio-based. So they're plant-based. So we really can take into consideration a lot of different factors about the types of resources to choose in a home. Thirdly is energy efficiency. And this is the one we all tend to gravitate to first. And rightly so, utility and fuel costs are a big part of our lives. So there's a lot to be said. And energy efficiency really impacts our comfort a lot. So it's a big ticket item. There's no doubt about it. Water efficiency and conservation is another area. That's the fourth one. And that is really growing in how it is being talked, especially as states in the United States are starting to engage in very serious drought and how to handle those droughts. That piece is really becoming a key component around the country. And it's actually pretty easy to do. We waste a lot of water. I don't know, did you guys see the Super Bowl commercial that I'm going to put a plug in here, that Colgate did, that
yes.
didn't talk about toothpaste, it talked about wasting water.
Mm-hmm. It was very impactful, very powerful statement.
Yeah, very, very powerful. And we don't think about it. And how easy is it to turn off the tap while you're brushing your teeth? I mean, come on. Common sense, right? But we don't. We live in a land of abundance and plenty, and we forget. And that's what all these efficiencies are about. Just don't waste it. Just don't take it for granted, right? Because we are really, really blessed in this country. We have so much at our disposal, and we do dispose of it readily. So this helps us to remember not to. Just use what you need. Use something for the next person. So number five is indoor air quality. This is one I find so many women really are taking control of. Health and wellness is centered very much around our indoor air quality. And, you know, Laura Lee was talking earlier about radon, and we talked about formaldehyde, and volatile organic compounds, VOCs, most commonly found in glues and paints and all that stuff that you bring in your house to hold everything together. All of that stuff adds up. I had kids with asthma and allergies, so I started learning how to get that stuff out of my house a long time ago, or at least reduce it as much as possible. And we're hearing that from more and more people, especially because we're basically at an epidemic level with some of the respiratory stuff. And oftentimes our indoor air is more polluted than outside. Matter of fact, almost always. So that's the five physical attributes that make up a green home. And then we also talked about the sixth one, which is homeowner education and documentation, which teaches you how to operate all your stuff and keep it operating in tip-top shape so you are getting the most benefit from it. And that's really it. I know that makes it sound really simple, huh? I love working with people that want to certify their homes because that stamp of approval stays with the house. So, for instance, when Morley comes in to help someone sell a home that's been certified, typically it will help the value stay up because the house has some additional credibility to it. And it's been a third party that said that it's all happening, not just somebody claiming it. Morley, what do you look for when you're helping a homeowner find a house that they want to either green up or they want it to be greener?
Well, typically it starts with the HVAC system because that's probably the largest thing besides, you know, the roof too. There's wonderful roofing materials now that save a ton of energy. Windows, all of those things really make a big difference on not only energy but environmental as well. So I know there's a lot of roofs that are replaced in St. Louis because of the hailstorms. And I'd say at least half of the people that I replace the roofs, have the roofs replaced, want the, you know, the lighter color that reflects it, that's more energy efficient. So yeah, all those things add up.
And Stacey, you're more into the process of helping people get in and get out of homes. But I love how you help to impact that process through choice of resources that you and your company use. Can you fill in some blanks for us?
Yeah, you bet. Our clients find us for all different reasons. And I would say that's one of the number one reasons because they're such a great benefit. Clients can essentially have a zero waste move. We bring them the boxes. There's nothing to dispose of. They don't have to worry about their recycling. If it's the right kind of thing to recycle, they don't have to decide how much can go out in 1 week. They're done. And the benefit of having a reusable plastic box that we can use over and over and over impacts the community too. And then again, they don't have cardboard boxes sitting in their basement collecting dust, harboring bugs, or anything like that that could be impactful on their living environment as well. So it really does benefit the whole house.
That's something you don't think about, too, is that cardboard, because it's a natural product, it's a food source for some.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Good point.
And we have is time. You know, time is our most valuable asset, really. So, it saves time and...
Yeah, and it's a less carbon footprint, too, because that cardboard might be used one time, and then it's sitting in a landfill waiting to be decomposed.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about that with our boxes. They're done. They're out of their way, and we're reusing them again with the next client.
I've gotten into the plastics discussion with a lot of people that, you know, well, plastic is all bad. And it's like, plastic has a place. And if it's long-lasting and durable and it helps to reduce a lot of other waste, then it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's not one solution that's perfect because we have an impact on where we live. It's just that if you can have less of an impact and have a better life, I'm like, what's the problem? That's a win-win scenario.
It is.
This is such an in-depth conversation too. That tell us where we can reach you, Marla.
Hey, I appreciate that. And best place to reach me is marla@greenhomecoach.com. Email me for the time being. You can also find me, as well as Marley and Stacey, on Facebook and LinkedIn. We would love to connect with you. We'd love to help you get started with your own green home. Figure out what makes sense for you, because there's just so many ways to go about this. There's just not one right answer. If you also would like to get on my e-news, I do a weekly e-newsletter that's attached to my blog. Again, drop me an email at marla@greenhomecoach.com. We'll get that out to you. I do include events going on around St. Louis and around the country wherever I can. Try not to put too many on there, but something to get you going and connect you to a few groups. And if you're interested in talking more with Lorelei, Stacey, or myself, especially about our Women in Green in St. Louis, be sure to drop us a line because we'd love to have you come join us and would be very excited to have you there. You've got two home shows also coming up in the St. Louis area, the last weekend in February in Belleville, Illinois, for the Southwestern Illinois Home Show, and the first weekend in March at the America Center for the St. Louis Home Show. If you're not in the St. Louis area, check your local calendar online, because I'll bet there's a home show going on around you in the next few months. This is home show season. With that, I can't tell you how much, Lorelei and Stacey, I have had a ball today. Thank you for being here and being a part of a really exciting movement that's going on in not just St. Louis, but around the country right now. And I really see moving this forward for us to live greener, smarter lives.
Thank you so much for having us, Marla.
Yes, thanks, Marla. We are grateful and excited to be part of the movement.
Well, everyone have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab Podcast and for joining us on our own personal green odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. Links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.